Week 32, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of the people. Summon before me, my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says this to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments, and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law, and throw my words to the winds? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. We never cease to pray for you. We ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will. A reading from the book of Daniel, chapter 12. At that time Michael will stand up, the great prince who mounts guard over your people. This is going to be a time of great distress, unparalleled since the nations first came into existence. When that time comes, your own people will be spared, all those whose names are found written in the book. Of those who lie sleeping in the dust of the earth, many will awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting disgrace. The learned will shine as brightly as the vault of heaven, and those who have instructed many in virtue as bright as stars for all eternity. But you, Daniel, must keep these words secret, and the book sealed until the time of the end. Many will wander this way and that, and wickedness will go on increasing. Then I, Daniel, looked on, and saw two others standing, one on the near bank of the river, one on the other. One said to the man dressed in linen, who was standing further up the stream, "How long until these wonders take place?" I heard the man speak who was dressed in linen, standing further up the stream. He raised his right hand and his left to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, "A time and two times and half a time, and all these things are going to happen when he who crushes the power of the holy people meets his end." I listened, but did not understand. Then I said, "My Lord, what is to be the outcome?" "Daniel," he said, "go away. These words are to remain secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be cleansed, made white, and purged. The wicked will go on doing wrong. The wicked will never understand. The learned will understand. From the moment that the perpetual sacrifice is abolished and the disastrous abomination erected, 1290 days. Blessed is he who stands firm and attains 1335 days. But you, go away and rest, and you will rise for your share at the end of time." Responsory based on Luke 20. Those who have been judged worthy of the resurrection from the dead are no longer subject to death. They are like angels. They are sons of God, because they share in the resurrection. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. For him they are all alive. They are like angels. They are sons of God, because they share in the resurrection. A reading from a homily of a second century author, chapter 18. We Christians should be people who thank God that we are his servants, and that we are not godless people under sentence of death. I am myself a grievous sinner, still subject to temptation, still beset by the snares of the devil. But to the best of my ability I strive for holiness, so that I may come near to it at least, because I am afraid of the judgment to come. And so, brothers and sisters, Once the word of God of truth has been read to you, I always go on to make a personal appeal to you to pay attention to the divine message, so that you who hear and I who proclaim the word may be saved. The only reward I ask for you is your sincere repentance and your willingness to accept the way of salvation. Only in this way shall we be able to set the example to the young who are prepared to live a good life and take the faith seriously. Nor should we be so foolish as to become annoyed or angry if anyone takes us aside and tries to turn us from evil ways. Sometimes our conscience is blinded by self-indulgence, and we refuse to listen to advice because our lives are evil, or because we are torn by indecision or lack of faith. Let us persevere in the practice of holiness, so that we may be finally saved. Blessed are those who obey these instructions, because even if they have to undergo a brief period of trial in this world, they will reap a harvest of everlasting life in the world to come. So the godly should not be depressed by tribulations of the present time. A life of happiness awaits them, and after the resurrection they shall live in everlasting joy with their fathers. And do not let yourself be distressed by the prosperity of the wicked and the difficulties of God's servants. We must make an act of faith, brothers and sisters, that our trials come from the living God, and that the troubles of this present life are crowned with happiness in the world to come. The faithful do not reap a quick harvest. They have to wait for it to ripen slowly, because if God rewarded them quickly, religion would become a career and not the worship of God. It would consist in the pursuit of self-interest, not piety. So for its own sake, divine judgment always strikes a spirit which is not holy and throws it into chains. To the one invisible God, the Father of truth, who sent to us the Saviour and Founder of our immortality, through whom he revealed to us the truth about our heavenly life, to him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory from Psalm 36. Turn away from evil and do good, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. Do not fret because of the wicked, do not envy those who do evil, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. Let us pray. Defend us, Lord, against every distress, so that unencumbered in body and soul, we may devote ourselves to your service in freedom and joy. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.